What is up, my love? Welcome to the Love Stands Here podcast. I'm your host, Megan Brianna from lovestandshere.com, and I'm a life coach, a certified eating psychology coach, but most of all, I'm just a girl who really loves Jesus and has spent a lot of time learning how to not only discover my worth through him, but also how to cultivate the characteristics that we're called into in order to live a healthy and purposeful life of love and service. My friend, living in the world can be really tough, and all too often we're taught beliefs and given messages by a broken society that make us feel like we're never enough and our worth is only skin deep. But I'm here to share some good news. Your worth is not in the world, but in God's beautiful word. So if you're looking for encouragement to live and love better, you're in the right place. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends if you feel called, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love ya. Well, hello. I just got back from church, which was so nice because we had our first preview church service at the new church plant that I'm a part of, and it was beautiful, and everything went really well, and we had to shuffle some people around to make room for people that were coming in, and it was great. So that was really nice. And the building we're in now is actually an old Bible church, so I can't remember what year it was built, but there's a bell, and so all the kids, there's so many kids, they're also excited about ringing the bell so they get to take turns at the end of the service. And it was great. It was so beautiful. God is so good. On my way to church, my other church, last weekend, there was actually a rainbow. It was just like the bottom part of a rainbow, or it was just straight up and down. I should share a picture. But it was so beautiful, and it like ended in Walpole. So I was just like, hey, God. I like to see those as signs that God is with me and doing his work. Obviously I haven't uploaded an episode since Christmas. I don't know. January is always really hard, and I'm feeling like I'm having a really hard time knowing what to talk about lately. I think that, you know, when I first started this whole journey in 2016, it wasn't, you know, it was coaching and stuff back then and fitness and health, but just being online and sharing my story. I always felt like I had so much to say. I think because I was going through so much, like all the time. And now I'm in this season where, of course, I'm human and I still struggle with things, but I'm in a place of contentment for the most part and peace. And I guess a lot of what I had to say before was me like working through things and trying to just share my experience as I was working through things. So I'm not really sure how to talk from a place of peace and contentment. So this is a big practice for me. So, you know, I know that I go back and forth all the time with the podcast, but with everything. In my 8 years online, it's been, you know, I'll have a goal and I'll try to stick to the goal and I'll talk about scheduling and everything. And then it just ends up not working out for one reason or another. And like last year, I had to take a break from the podcast because of some creepy things that went on. And I was just mentally overwhelmed and I was starting to feel unsafe again, just as a human, after some stuff happened. So I had to take that break, which was really good, you know, and then I started up again last fall and I was like every 2 weeks, and I think it's been every 3 weeks and now it's been like five or something, but it kind of just is what it is, you know, and it's not because I don't try. I certainly, when I decide on a schedule, I certainly try to keep it, but sometimes my brain just does not work. And no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with anything, or I can't get the words to come out. And like, even today, I'm like, I'm just going to sit in front of my camera and talk and hope that something valuable comes out of it, because I don't know what else to do. Like even sitting and trying to prepare doesn't feel right. And then I'm like, okay, I was certain, God, that this is what you wanted me to do again. And am I just supposed to do it once a month? Like, am I just supposed to be okay with releasing an episode when I feel like you've given me something to share, I don't really know. Because it's not anymore like it was for me, where it's about processing things out loud. I think there are things that I need to process, but I've also created more boundaries in the online space where I know there are things that I don't really want to process out loud online to a bunch of people that I don't know very well. So I stick with the people that are closest to me. And I also never had, when I was sharing online before, I never really had people that I actually felt super safe sharing things with like I do now in my actual reality. And I didn't realize that, And I guess this is something that I struggle with. And let me know if this resonates. I try my best to stay in the word and, watching sermons and stuff instead of watching shows, which I still watch shows every once in a while too. But I try to listen to Christian podcasts and Christian music, and I watch sermons and like conversations and talks by Bible teachers. And I find in a lot of those spaces, it's still like God will give you a word, God will give you a word, and you just have to follow that. And I get so confused because I don't like, I feel like I get a word from God all the time. And then it's like, well, if you don't know God's voice, then you're not going to be able to walk in the right direction. And I'm like, I have been purposely trying to walk with God for the last 5 years, and I still feel like I hear him, but then I end up totally being wrong. So it gets a little discouraging, and I think I'm kind of in that place right now where I'm like, I felt like I've heard you over and over and over again, and I feel like when I take action on those things, the word that I think you give me, I feel like I fail or like it's not the right thing. So I'm like starting to get more and more discouraged. Like maybe I'm not hearing from God and I don't know God's voice. And I feel like the harder I try to hear God's voice, the less I really do. So I'm kind of in this pit right now where I don't really call it a pit, maybe just a little rut where I'm continuing to be a part of my church and I love it. And I love being a part of the community and volunteering when I can. And having conversations with my friends from church and continuing to stay in the word. I'm doing a Bible, the Bible in a year right now with Father Mike Schmitz, who is amazing. And I would totally recommend that. He's actually a Catholic priest, and we're going through the Ascension Bible, which is a Catholic Bible, but he is so great. He's got a podcast, so it's the Bible in a Year podcast, which is on the Hallow app. And it's just, he's so on fire for God. He's so sweet. Like you can just feel his love for God every time he talks. And so he just goes through a few chapters of a few different books every day, and then you get through the entire Bible in a year. But it's so great. So I've been going through that. I'm praying at probably not as much as I should be, but I'm continuing to pray and talk to God first thing in the morning before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm doing the best that I can, and I think sometimes listening to people talk about how you just have to listen to God, you have to pray, and you have to do the right things, and then you'll hear from God that way, which is true, but like, what if you don't? Or what if you think you hear from God and it's not God? Like, what do you do then? That's kind of where I am right now. So I guess that's something that I can process through with you guys. So I'd love to know if you've ever experienced that where, you listen to people talk about it and, people that are more seasoned in their journey and they're in ministry or they're at a certain place and they just talk about how, I just knew this was from God, and so I started walking in that direction, and that's where the blessings came from. Or it's almost like you do this and you will get to this place, and if you don't do this, then you won't get to this place. And that feels a little, it's hard because it's instruction and it's biblical, but at the same time, if you know it's true and it's not happening for you, like what do you do then? You're like, okay, why is it happening for somebody else and it's not happening for me? And so I guess I don't know right now in the season I'm in, because I really am like, I'm in a place of contentment and peace, but also I get uncomfortable when I get too content. Like I don't want to be content for too long. Like I love that I have peace in my life. That is fine. And I feel safe in my body and I feel safe in my world. But I don't want to get too content because I don't want to not grow and I don't want to not move forward. So that's when I feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. So this is the moment where I'm like, okay, am I here because I thought I heard from God, but I didn't really, and I'm doing something that he doesn't want me to do? Am I here because God wants me to be here and he wants me to learn how to be silent and still and to be patient, and I'm supposed to be waiting on another word from him? Or am I here because I'm not listening hard enough and I'm not doing the right things? Like I'm not praying enough, I'm not listening enough, and therefore I can't hear a word from him because I'm not doing the right things. Does that make sense? So those are kind of like the three things that I'm like, which one is it? Am I here? Like, am I supposed to just be waiting in this season of safety and peace? Am I supposed to be listening harder and like praying harder or doing something different so I can hear something from him? Or have I heard a word from him and I don't know, am I supposed to just continue to keep doing what I'm doing and be patient about it? I don't know. Like it's hard. So I don't know if you're somebody that has struggled with that too. I'm just kind of in this place where I just don't know. Like really, I don't. And I you know, as far as dating and family stuff, you know, I'm still, that is something that's still on my heart. Of course, it's been, well, 5 years since my last actual relationship, over 5 years, but it was, you know, an awful relationship. So I don't really know. Is that how you gauge it? Like 5 years since your last serious relationship, whatever. It feels hard. And I kind of feel like I'm going in the opposite direction where I'm like, man, I really, really would love a partner in this life and I would love a family, but also anybody that I meet. I mean, I've met a lot of really wonderful, godly men, but most of them are married. And the other ones that I might have met on social media live far away, or, you know, it hasn't been anything. And so anybody else that I meet, I just like, and, you know, I live in a place that's like 2% Christian, one of the least churched states in the country. So it's tough because I'm not looking for somebody that is just halfway Christian. I'm looking for somebody that is deeply in love with Jesus and like doing something for the kingdom, like in ministry in some way, shape, or form. Very involved in church and in their relationship with God. So it, yeah, it's just tough. And I was actually listening to a podcast the other day because I'm like, man, is this God like taking the desire for marriage and in a family off of my heart, like my just kind of disinterest in everybody that I meet? Or am I just supposed to continue to be hopeful and wait patiently? And I listened to a podcast the other day. It was The Truth About Singleness, God's Perfect Timing and Unanswered Prayers. From the Worship Is My Weapon podcast with Rita Springer. And it was the first time I had seen anything from her. And she's in her 50s and she felt the promise of God to have a family or at least a partner to be married from when she was younger. And she grew up in a Christian home and she always felt that on her heart. But now here she is in her 50s, 56, I think, and she still has not. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's what's got me thinking, because usually when you hear people talk about singleness and waiting and stuff, I've never heard somebody at her age talking about still waiting. And you know, usually it's like people in their 20s or people in their 30s or early 40s, whatever, and that like gives me hope because I'm, you know, around in the middle of that. But hearing somebody talk about waiting when they're in their 50s, I'm like, wow, okay. So this could be a thing that I'm waiting on for a very long time, or maybe it's just the truth that even though I feel a promise on my heart, maybe I don't quite understand as well as I thought I did what God's promises are supposed to feel like, and maybe I'm just not, you know. Honestly, that was a little discouraging, but it also gave me hope too though that, you know, she still has hope at her age. She still feels like it, there's a desire in her heart. And I would love to, I'm probably going to intermittently continue to follow her journey because what a an amazing testimony if God brings her somebody, you know, that late in life. And I know that's not like, there is no, I mean, God is God and he's gonna do what he's gonna do. And he did so many things in the Bible at times where, you know, in our limited mentalities, we would have thought would be absolutely impossible, like giving Sarah a baby at 90 years old and just so many things. So that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And then also, January has always been a little tough for me, just in general. This time of year, it was easier in Arizona because, you know, it's never super cold in Arizona. Not that I mind the cold, but it's just not wintry in the desert, you know. You get the cold, you get the chill in the air, but everything's still dry and you know, you can still be outside and there's still stuff going on. And I snowboarded a couple of times in my life. I actually worked at a mountain after high school for 2 years. And I only snowboarded like twice. I never learned to ski. It's just never been a thing. I love snowshoeing, but we've been getting such weird weather here in Vermont. The last few years, like we'll get snow, but then it'll rain or things will get really icy. So I don't know. And it's just like a dark time, but something that I've been having conversations about lately, you know, I work for a naturopath. So she's like, you know, it's holistic health. And so there's been a lot of conversations around the office about January. And one of her patients actually said, you know, I love that I can live in a place where hibernating actually really makes sense in January. Because really, so I, you know, get a little bit of what we consider seasonal depression, like so many people do, because everything's dark and, you know, you want to sleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because that's when it's dark. Like I'm in my pajamas sometimes at 5 o'clock, just like, okay, what do I do now? You know? But I think it's normal for our bodies to go through this, to want to rest. I think it's supposed to be a period of rest and reflection this time of year. And what causes the anxiety and the stress and the depression around it is that our society and our culture continues to push the narrative that we're supposed to be going, going, going. And especially at the beginning of the year, it's all about creating new goals and resolutions and all of that, and getting started right away, getting your gym membership right away, and starting a new plan and starting a new routine, and you know, doing this and that. And really, this time of year should be about rest and reflection and just letting ourselves kind of surrender to that. I truly believe that. And if we allowed ourselves to surrender to it, it would be a lot less angsty. And it would probably be a lot less depressing. But, you know, that's just how our culture is. We're constantly, it's like if you're not doing something, if you're not constantly busy, then there's something wrong with you, especially at the beginning of the year, when I think is the exact opposite of when you should be focusing on going, you know? So that's been a thing. And I've been trying to just release into that a little bit, which has been hard. But I'm so grateful to God for everything. But I just feel like do you ever get that feeling like you just feel like it's time to move forward into something else, or you feel like you need to move forward into something else? Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out if that's because I should be doing something different, or if that's just my flesh like wanting to move me forward because that's what our flesh does, and God wants me to just stay put. So that's kind of where I'm at. I am working on my website again and my blog. I'm off of social media right now. And that was another thing is social media, man, on and off and on and off and on and off. I just can't. It's so tough. Social media is a great tool for connecting with people and for marketing when you have an online business and for, you know, several things. But I'm just not feeling, I'm so deeply aware of how destructive it is. And especially for me, and it's not even like for me, it's not even, you know, nasty comments or whatever. It's when I get to a place where, and it tends to happen for me the most on Instagram. I think it's because it's so visual and there's so much happening at once. Like on TikTok, obviously it's visual, but you can only see one thing at a time. Where Instagram, it's like you've got a million things going on all on one page, and it's so hard not to want to, especially on the For You page or the, browsing page, whatever. It's so hard not, so I get really distracted by it all, and then sometimes I end up like scrolling too much, and I just like say I get on Instagram and I'm scrolling and it's not really affecting me, and the next day I do the same thing and it's not really affecting me, or I don't notice it affecting me, and then all of a sudden at the end of the week I'm feeling super depressed and I'm feeling super insecure and like I should be doing what this person over here is doing, and why am I not where this person is? And all these people, everybody in the world has a family. Why don't I have a family? Like, this person is single and really enjoying her life. Why can't I do that? This person is like so on fire for God and has so much energy. Why can't I be like that? And I notice like I'm doing that. Like at the end of a week of scrolling on Instagram, and I didn't even notice that it was affecting me the way it was. And so that's what happens to me. And I as hard as I try to not have that happen, it just does. So I have to be incredibly mindful. So when I get off of social media, that's why. And honestly, I would love to just be able to do this and to do my blog and to just share everything through Pinterest and maybe at some point make like another private community or something, but and not have to use social media at all. That's another thing that I have to, I guess, just continue to talk to God about and hope that He gives me like an answer, like a solid answer. I would love to hear Him say, no, you don't need to be on social media. 'Cause like I want to be where God wants me to be, where God needs me to be. And if it's on social media and it's just, I'm just feeling the difficulty of it, then that's fine. But it's just like it was at the end of last year. Well, not last year now, the end of 2022. It wasn't even that it was challenging, because I know that ministry and talking about Jesus is challenging. It's that I was so overstimulated and so mentally screwed up, I could not function well in my normal life. And I don't think that's what God wants for us. He wants us to do the hard things, but I don't think He wants us to be to a point where we can't function properly, because then what good are we going to be to anybody? So that's why I took a step back from social media, and I'm just working on my website and cleaning up the blog posts that I have and sharing things on Pinterest now, because that feels safe to me, and it's work, but it's not like there's nothing on there that makes me feel like I need to compare myself and that I'm not doing enough. And that's all the enemy, So, yeah, I guess just a little update. So, I would love to try to continue to do every 2 or even 3 weeks. Now that I have time, it makes sense. But then, coming up in May, I probably won't have enough time, as much time, but I also work better when I have less time. So, this is my burden in life, is just like time management, number one, which surprisingly I have gotten better at, but it doesn't seem that way right now. And confusion. And I know confusion isn't from God, so I don't know. But anyway, I would love to hear your feedback on this. If struggling, knowing what God wants for you, is something that happens to you, any advice for me on like what I should be doing in the season where I don't know what I'm doing, when I feel like I'm doing the things I should be doing and I'm still like, what's happening? Like, should I be staying still? Should I be like stepping out and just trying different things? Should I be doing what I think God has called me to do and just being patient about seeing things come into fruition? Encouragement is just, I know that I'm in this weird place, but I also know that I've been in this place before and God has gotten me through it. I just can't seem to grab a hold of how to have the trust like I did before. But I do know that I'll get through it and everything will be fine. And I'll move into another season of growth and another season of something else, where I'll be like, oh, okay, so everything that just happened totally makes sense now. You know, I do know that that will happen. It's just right now I'm having a hard time grabbing a hold of that and really feeling it. But yeah, so if it does resonate with you, be encouraged that God will get you through it, no matter how much you struggle, how much flailing you do on the way. It's all about God, and His plan for your life will come into fruition, no matter how much you struggle along the way, as long as your heart continues to be postured for Him and wanting to be in relationship with Him and doing His will. I would say give me about 3 weeks and I'll publish another one. I should just do a once a month right now. So let's say once a month. Once a month. And if I have something else that God has put on my heart to say, I'll do bonus episodes. I don't know. But find me on my website. My website is up and running again, lovestandshere.com. And you can also reach out to me if you have any, feedback or any questions or want to share a story or anything. You can reach out to me at hello@lovestandshere.com. And I'm on Pinterest. I can't remember what my handle is now, but I'll put it in the show notes. I'll probably be doing some more writing and we'll see. We're just taking it one day at a time and seeing where it goes. But I love you and I hope you have a great week and I will talk to you soon.
That's all for today. Thank you as always for listening. And hey, if you don't mind, would you do me a favor and rate, review, and share this message with somebody if you feel like it hit home so we can get these messages out to more people. And also you can go over to lovestandshere.com if you want to check out my blog posts. And also if you would like to contact me, if you have any questions or comments, or you would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can head on over there. You can also follow me at love_stands_here. On Instagram. I hope you have a great week. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.